Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of Level Up. I'm Stacey Hafner, and I'm here with Andrew Parsons.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, excited.
Oh, you're always excited.
I know, but like this month is particularly exciting.
Why is this month so exciting?
Because we are currently judging the Dream Build Play contest.
Ooh, that is exciting.
Yep.
So it's ended.
It has. So December 31st was the close date of the contest,
okay.
The four main categories. As Stacey and I had been sort of encouraging you to do, for the last few shows, get them in early. Most of you did. There were a couple of people who were a little late and so unfortunately missed that deadline because they submitted like the day before. And, as we talked about, sometimes the stall can take a bit. So there was a couple of people who kind of missed out, but in the majority, most people actually were able to submit their games into the store, get them approved, and we've been happily playing hundreds of games over the last few weeks.
And there's nothing to complain about when it comes to playing games.
No.
At work.
No, exactly.
For judging.
Exactly. And so what was funny was this weekend, I spent the entire weekend playing games. I got in on Monday, and someone said to me, "Oh, you look a little tired." I'm going, "I played like 130 games." And they're like, "Oh, I don't really feel bad for you anymore." I'm like, yeah.
It's kind of hard to.
Yeah. I wanted to bring some stats. One of the things I really like doing, both in the newsletter and here, is talk about some of the numbers so you guys get an idea of just how good Dream Build Play is and what kind of community you're actually a part of. And so today I've got my laptop so I don't actually get any of the numbers wrong. But the first one I want to talk about is the fact that Dream Build Play as a community is just so global. Right?
Yeah.
When we look at the profiles, there are 103 countries that have game developers registered in Dream Build Play.
That's pretty awesome.
With profiles, right? And so that's staggering, 103, right? And the top countries are probably, some of them are unsurprising to most people. USA is number one. Then India comes second. And then Canada's third. Which is really cool. And then from there, then we get to some interesting countries. I'll just do the next three, is Russia, then Indonesia, and Brazil, right? How's that for a global top six, right? Pretty much almost every continent is actually covered with that. Now, we've had about just over 5,500 game developers actually register on Dream Build Play.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Of those, about 1,200 have created profiles. So if you're one of the, 3,300 or so who haven't created a public profile, you should do it, right? Join the community. Just because the contest is closed doesn't mean the community is actually is gone. It's there, it's alive and well. Put up your profile, show other people what skills you have, what games you've created, add other games. Like, it doesn't have to be a Dream Build Play game. Add your games so other people can find you, connect with you, and really start building out that community around building games in the sort of Microsoft ecosystem. So that's one. The second one is when you register on Dream Build Play, you get to opt in for a newsletter, and only about half of the people have done that. So that means they're missing out on that goodness that we're actually sending out every month, where we were sending out updates for the contest, but we were also doing games industry news. We were giving highlights of different game developers and games to have a look at, and just little bits and pieces of new technologies or offers or different sort of opportunities for them to learn doing game development with Microsoft. So if you haven't sort of subscribed to that newsletter, please do so you can keep in contact with us in that way as well.
Sorry to interject. So I actually happened to get your roll-up that you send for the industry news, and it's a main feed that I get for my news.
Oh, there you go.
So I browse the internet still, but I browse it a little bit less because
So we take that newsletter and we put some of that into the one for the community as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So I encourage you to do that. As I said, there's over hundreds of games that we've been looking at with judging. But the other cool thing is there's almost 60 developer diaries in the developer diary contest.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't mean 60 blog posts. I mean 60 like people who've written a series of blog posts or a series of video entries talking about their experience in building games.
How do people find those?
So we're going to publish those after the contest is over, so people can actually connect with those.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it's just too good. Some of those guys have written some really great stuff that actually is educational for other game developers. So we're really going to put that out there to, you know, I thank you all for contributing to that, because it's one of those things where it's really hard sometimes to actually find where someone else is helping people, and that's one way that you've actually given us that visibility for you, so we can actually help promote your stuff. So that's fantastic. Some other top things in the contest, so not all of the hundreds and hundreds of games that have been profiled, but just the Dream Build Play contest, we've had about, you know, as I said, a couple hundred, but the top three categories, what do you think they are? You want to have a guess?
Oh, no, now you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, come on.
I wasn't ready for that top three categories in terms of the games. That
genres, yeah.
Genres?
Yeah.
Platformer.
Action-adventure.
Action-adventure, okay.
Yeah. All right, you want
me to... I'm thinking all the games I love. RPG, first-person shooter.
So shooter is number three.
Oh, really?
Right, so in Dream Build Play, so some of you guys actually brought some games in the shooter category. It's the number three. Puzzle and Trivia is the number two slot. One thing I do want to say is, you know, I appreciated everyone putting their games in the contest. Some of the games are ports from other platforms, and that's okay. We didn't restrict you from that. Mm-hmm. Some games are a little older. They may not sort of stand up the test of time, but that's okay, right? We wanted people to actually, you know, to put themselves out there so that we can help and see what's there. And so some of those games are been around for a little, maybe for, you know, 12 months or so on other platforms, but they've actually taken the effort of actually putting it on, say, Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have, you know, a few dozen games in the Creators Collection from Dream Build Play, which is pretty exciting for you,
was.
I'm sure.
Yes,
right?
We watched our number in December for the collection jump quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I know exactly why that happened. But it was still pretty fun to see. And it's, I mean, to your point, even if you take kind of an older game and you're porting it over to the console, like I don't want to say it's a hard port, but it's not like a super easy, clean, like you're still optimizing for that device.
Yeah.
You're still changing your input, especially if it's touch. You got to go controller.
Exactly.
You're still designing for, you know, maybe the TV and the screen. So that there are changes and things that you need to do in order to kind of get it to run and look and be performant on a console device. So it's not super easy. It's not super hard, but...
Exactly.
Still work.
Exactly. That's right. And there was even one, and I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to be biased or anything, but there was one in their description that said, no one's really tried this particular genre on console before because everyone keeps telling us it's not going to work. Well, we're here to show you that it does work. And so, you know, they've got this game. I'm not going to say what it is, but they've put it on Xbox.
It
and it kind of works.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, usually you use touch on a mobile device or something, and they're using a controller, so it's a little different. But, that's what we want. You know, people testing out things.
I was going to say, actually, that was one of the things that, so to take it to like VR real quick, that was one of the things that kind of appealed to me about virtual reality is, and it's kind of the same, I guess, with console when you're building it. Yeah. You might not take a game and have it build the exact same way that you would on PC with a keyboard and a mouse and the devices that you have, but you get to kind of reinvent that genre to make it work with what you do have. And that's why I loved VR, because it's the same thing with VR. You can't take a strategy game and, you know, how you would normally have it on a PC and port it into VR. You could, but it's not going to be as much fun. Same thing with, you know, console. In order to make that work, you have to take some creative liberties in order to kind of adjust the genre. And that, to me, is an appealing part of game development.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, totally. And on that, like the mixed reality category, there's some really good looking games in there that I was like, I want to play this game not just for the contest. I want to play it for fun, you know. And a couple of them require multiplayer, and I'm like, come on, someone play with me, because it's just too much fun to actually see what some people are creating.
Awesome.
So the next thing I want to talk about is like the top three technologies people have profiled on their skill set.
Okay.
And so.
Am I guessing?
You want to guess?
Yeah. Okay. Technologies.
Technologies.
Unity.
Number one, like like above anything
that one was
else.
Easy.
Yeah.
Are we talking like?
And then languages are.
Languages are part of it.
Yeah.
C sharp.
That's number two. And you want to go for number three? Three for three.
Hold on. Adobe.
No.
No. Okay.
It's C++.
C++. Oh, that was my one, and then I was like, I don't know. I feel good about that one.
Like
C++. All right.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that is really
right?
cool.
Right? Like, it's top three. to C# and C++ languages, which we expect, and then Unity is just like way above everything
that
else.
That was
like,
an easy one. I didn't really even count.
Yeah, but other platforms and technologies that are in there, Unreal's in there, and Monogame, and all those other guys.
I guess Unreal would have been a better one. I don't know why I wanted it. I was thinking graphics. Yeah. I was going like, somebody had to claim something for
DirectX is in there, all sorts of stuff. So I've got a few more things. So as I said, judging's almost complete. We're going to announce the finalists in February, and then we're going to have the live finals in March, right? March 20, which is the Tuesday. It's part of Microsoft's presence at GDC. We're going to be in San Francisco for the finals for our judges. We're going to have a judging panel. I'm not going to announce any of the names right now. It's going to be a bit of a surprise. And we're going to stream it live through Mixer. So if you haven't looked at Mixer before, we actually did challenge you to, as part of Dreamville Play, to integrate Mixer into your game. So that's one of the things. But if you haven't looked at it, Mixer is a live streaming service that allows you to have almost zero latency. And it's fantastic and allows you to do co-streaming and all sorts of wonderful stuff, as well as build it into your actual game so you can actually do some really interactive stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some of that functionality in the live finals. Look at some stuff like People's Choice and stuff like that. But more than that, we don't want it to just be the standard. We want to try and do some creative things. So that's going to happen. We're going to have the finalists, when we announce them in February, we're going to have you Skype into the live finals. And then, as I said, Mixer stream out. Mm-hmm. We're just really wanting to embrace the cloud in this sort of experience. So we're going to do that. It's going to look really cool. We're going to have a new movie that we're going to sort of reveal. And not just the four core categories, where the top three finalists for those categories will actually present to the judges, have questions from the judges, and then ultimately be crowned the winners. We're also going to announce the winner of the Developer Diary contest. Ooh. We'll also announce the winner of the Zola contest. We'll also announce the winner of the Windows Ad SDK contest. And all of those things will all be part of that thing. So it's going to be a fantastic hour and a half sort of show.
Yeah.
And think of it as a show, right? It's going to be one of those things. It's going to be awesome. I also want to thank some of our other sponsors that have been really involved. Unity has been fantastic as a supporter, not just as a technology that people have been using, and that's been fantastic. But HyperX came in late November, December, and have actually been giving out headsets to a number of the game developers. And I think that allocation has been exhausted, but we're working with HyperX to see what else we can do to bring some of their great technology to even more people in the Dreamville Play community. And so all of those guys are all going to be involved. It's a fantastic experience for the finals. And so, I'm not going to give anything away about what I like or not like, but I have personally played every single game in the contest.
That's awesome.
And some of them are looking really good.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah. I wanted to back up a little bit. So everyone's going to be notified in February if they're part of the finalists.
Correct.
And then GDC is mid-March 19th. Over the 19th, I think.
March 19 to 23. So
in that, sometime during that week, which I'm assuming you'll announce a little bit in advance, is when you'll do the show.
It's going to be the evening of March 20, the Tuesday night before GDC kicks off.
Everything is that Tuesday night.
Yeah. It's going to be in San Francisco. It's going to be at our special Microsoft Reactor space. And as I said, Mixer and Skype, it's going to be a great thing.
Do you know what time?
Evening. Like early evening, for like 5 or 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I will actually be in at GDC.
Yep.
So cool. I'm going to plug myself here.
Yeah, do it.
So we are going to have a creators program, Xbox Live creators program area. Several of us are going to be there to kind of help answer questions. We want to see the games and the projects that you've created and just talk with you. So if you happen to be there, feel free to stop by. I'm also giving a talk on the Xbox Live Creators Program where I'll walk through what it is and, I'm still formulating the talk, but I plan to kind of have some demos and walk through how you can actually develop for the program. So
awesome.
Yes.
That's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. I love teaching and doing the talks. I'm actually really excited for it, but I'm still working on it.
Good.
Anyway, so make sure you come by, say hi. I'm assuming you'll be there.
I'll be there. We're actually going to have some of the Dreamville Play finalist games at the booth as well.
Oh, nice.
So people can go hands-on. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So come by, say hi, and the best of luck to all of you guys with the competition.
Cool. Yeah. Good luck, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.